kind of being yourself and sharing your gifts. And that's what we saw St. Faustina doing a lot, and that's who we kind of want to model, but that's who we want to become for the retreatants. So we'll talk more about that a lot throughout this, sharing your gifts. And I don't know if you guys realize the challenge of the week, but we'll do that in the emails, just kind of things to think about.
Definitely.
Okay, dates. So these are the upcoming dates. Next week, we're going to go over prayer partners and team building. So you guys will get to know your prayer partner right away and then start praying with them. 25th, we're going to go over all these things are just a little bit. Leadership, small group skills. October 1st, we're going to let you guys know what the schedule's like so that you guys will know on the retreat. We'll go over details October 7th. This is the overnight to be announced location, sister. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the retreat, it's still at the high school, is the 21st to the 23rd.
So we will be here on the first night.
We're staying the night here the first night?
No, just been until 11 o'clock.
Basically, we'll end the events and then we'll ship out very late out there.
Okay.
Like I did that a year ago.
Yeah, that worked out well. That was good.
Sweet.
Okay, some updated things that we need to talk about for this week. Okay, first one, I'm going to go over t-shirts. T-shirts is one of the things that I know we pride from people a lot to kind of get money and get them to get the t-shirts and whatnot. And this year, we're not going to get t-shirts. Who's happy about that? I don't know. I was really happy about that. We're not going to get t-shirts for the retreat. The thing that we're going to wear on Saturday to kind of match, ISU Catholic shirt. If you don't have one, they're up front. I can't make you buy it, but it'd be good to wear it and that so that we can kind of match and distinguish ourselves as a team.
I think that's cool too because it's kind of like our family t-shirt, you know what I'm saying? So it's like where we wear it, we kind of, you know, represent ISU Catholic, and so they're kind of coming to that.
It's very clear cut.
And it's not just about the retreat, but like ISU Catholic as a whole. So that's cool.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, sweet.
What else do you want to go over? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, okay, so every week we were talking with Sister about having, we call it the WV, so this is our weekly virtue that we're going to try to work on, right, as a team so we can be pretty sweet together. That's responsibility. And so for the first thing we want to talk about is our responsibility as team members, is that we have, obviously we have to pay for the retreat, so we have the $50 fee for each and every one of us to go on the retreat. And so
you did not want to talk about this.
Yeah, not really. You know, you don't want to. You guys owe us money or owe the sisters money. Not cool. But yeah, it's always center money. You know, really. But it's for the Lord, so that's good, right? And so we're paying to save souls. So super. You know, so yeah, we were just kind of talking about that and stuff. And just we're hoping maybe we can start like next week if you guys, you know, as soon as you guys can basically get it to the center and stuff, give it to me, to Colleen or the sister. And then, you know, it won't be such like a hussy fuss like at the end, like the week before when nobody's turned in their money. And so obviously, you know, if you're waiting on a check or something like that, or you don't have the money, talk to sister.
Don't need to get work in a hussy fuss now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, super.
And then prayer partners, I just talked about that. We're doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Perfect.
Should
we talk about this one?
Yeah. Molly, this is kind of on you. the Treasures food, we're going to that's going to be one of the things you guys are going to talk about in your small groups, what week you guys can sign up to make food, okay? So we'll have Molly, I think we'll have a schedule out.
Yeah, the schedule's up there on the table in the front.
You want to grab it and just bring it back?
Well, yeah, after the meeting, you can put it on the ping pong thing, table.
Yeah, so it's at each group ping pong
table. All right, and dinner is every Thursday at 6:15, and if you sign up to make dinner, you're also in charge of cleanup as well.
Oh,
so but that would be good because you'll make less of a mess because you know you have to clean up. So,
so
groups could take a Thursday. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you.
So they'll have a date, and then that'll be one of the things you talk about with your group.
Sweet. Okay, wheat.
Oh.
Yeah, come on down. Kellen?
Kellen?
All right, so me and Andrew are the sacristans.
for the retreat, we decided to do something a little different for the wheat. We're going to have one big wheat. So, like, y'all are going to, like, give up something or pick something up. Kind of like a mini Lent, we thought. Just think about that. And then next week when we find out our prayer partners, let your prayer partner know. And so someone can keep you accountable for it all, because it's exactly like 6 weeks, I think, until a retreat or something like that. And then we also have weeks during the week too, so you don't get off too easy. We're going to have a like material wheat and then a physical, or spiritual, sorry. Spiritual wheat for this week is going to Divine Mercy, praying the Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. at least twice a week. You don't need to come here and pray it, but you need to, but we do have it available because it happens every day. So you can like pray it in your room or something like that in between classes, whatever. But yeah, and then you know how we used to do like cold showers? Oh. Well, it's not exactly that.
Hot showers?
Not that. But we just thought doing something uncomfortable. Like talking, like I hate talking in front of groups, but I love to talk. So this is kind of uncomfortable. But like just doing something uncomfortable, like I don't know, like go out on the quad and talk to people. I don't know, just something.
Just one time.
Well, no, each day.
Every day of the week.
Each day, yes.
Like do something uncomfortable. Like physically or something uncomfortable, like
well, or you could
stretching
like,
yourself, kind
just
of.
Just stretching yourself, like, you know.
Like one example is eating something you would never eat.
Yeah.
For one meal.
You could try. So.
Don't do all cookies.
Yeah. So just doing something uncomfortable, like if
don't
you haven't done anything that day, go take a cold shower and then covered, or like just try to think about certain stuff that you could do each day that would make you feel uncomfortable, because you know that all of the retreatants coming on this retreat are feeling uncomfortable. They don't know us yet, and I just tied that in there. That was great. Yeah.
Do they want? Do you guys want like an email reminder on that?
Yeah.
You guys, yeah. Okay.
Okay. You got that, or do you want me to do that?
I got it.
Sweet.
Yeah, email me every day.
What? You won't. You'll stop reading them. It'll be like the boy that cried wolf. Stop reading my emails.
The corn that cried wolf.
Yeah. The, yeah. Okay. So this is. Okay, group time. It's 20 minutes to 3, so you guys, if you want to get out of by 3, you have 20 minutes to be with the group. Small groups, you guys, leaders can stand up and kind of tell them where you guys want to meet, wherever. With your small groups today, okay, distinguish the leaders and meet each other, because this year there's 2 leaders per group. So kind of say like, hey, I'm the leader, I'm going to be the one kind of getting this going. Meet each other. Pick out a time that you guys could possibly meet outside of Sunday. Like, I think that's important, especially for Wheaties. Like, some groups you don't really have to meet until a little bit later, like service team. I was on that one. You don't really have to meet too much outside. But outside of Sundays, and then pick out a date to cook. So that's all you guys got to do right now when you split up. Okay?
And then we'll start talking about what you need.
It's totally.
Yeah, they can start doing that too. I was going to tell them, the leaders. Actually, I can tell you that now. Leaders, read through your manuals to summarize it to your group next week, okay? To have it kind of summarize bullet points, what you guys need to get the ball rolling. So you can read that this week. Unless you've already read it, you can talk about it. Did you have a question?
Small group leaders, who's our like leader?
Oh.
Small group and table leaders can come to me.
Oh, sorry, oh good,
or,
okay.
So yeah, table leaders and speakers.
And did you guys all sign this? Wait, can you keep passing that? Oh, did everyone sign it? Oh, awesome.
Nice job, guys.
I don't know if you guys will have a chance to get to the new Numa Center website that Katie Erickson made over the summer. But if you go on the main page in the bottom right hand corner, it's a little plain number 43. If you click on that, it'll put up a prompt ask for a password. Password is Faustina, all lowercase, and if you type that in, we now have a page just for coining the team. So.
And that's where we'll update. Nice. Me and him will be in contact with that website and Knackers. You're the one doing it, right? With Knackers, and then so we'll keep what we're doing here posted on there.
Yeah, and also if you go like to the main Cornelia page, there's also a link on there. I just put one on the homepage just for ease of access. Also, when you guys are leaving, we have little prayer books for the retreat. You can try and read through some of the prayers when you can. Most of them are pretty good.
yeah, nice.
One more thing. Yes, and then if people could try and swing by my ways at some point. We're for the info pack, we're splitting it up. We're going to have one for team, one for retreatants. Hopefully we'll have one of all team info done long before the retreat. So I need to get, I have most of your information by from my old info packets. I want you guys to like, just confirm that everything I have is correct. And we also have all of your old pictures, and if you'd like a new one, I don't know, Allie, I think she said she brought her camera. Yeah, so we can do new pictures today or just beautiful. For next meetings too.
Silly one? I have a fat photo. We'll put that up.
yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Let's break up, and in your small groups, you guys can pray at the end, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Is that it? Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Wonderful.
I'll leave this up if you forget.
Oh, where's Drew?
Okay, so Drew, what about this jacket?
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I don't have
a
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Something about the girls.
Oh, hi. Wait, does music team want to meet right here? Does music team want to meet right here?
I don't know. Probably by Vienna.
Okay, let's go.
You can look here.
If you want. Your speaker, so you go to Sister Sarah.
Okay. Music team!
Good job, Molly.
Good job, Molly.
Wait, Molly.
I'm excited.